Intellectual property protection in entertainment. The entertainment industry is built upon a foundation of creativity, innovation, and the cultivation of unique artistic works and brands. Protecting these intellectual property IP assets is crucial for preserving the rights of creators, ensuring fair compensation, and safeguarding the commercial viability of entertainment properties. In this section, we will explore the various facets of intellectual property protection in the entertainment sector, including copyright law, trademarks, rights of publicity, and industry-specific issues surrounding fair use, parody, and work-for-hire agreements. Copyright law and the creative process. Copyright law is the bedrock of intellectual property protection for creative works in the entertainment industry. It grants exclusive rights to authors, artists, and creators over their original works, allowing them to control the reproduction, distribution, public performance, and derivative use of their creations. Copyright protection for entertainment works, literary works, scripts, books, lyrics, scripts. Scripts for films, television shows, plays, and other dramatic works are protected by copyright as literary works. Copyright protection covers the dialogue, stage directions, and overall structure of the script. Unauthorized reproduction, adaptation, or public performance of a copyrighted script can constitute infringement. Books, novels, nonfiction works, and other literary publications are protected by copyright. Copyright covers the expression of ideas, characters, and plot lines, but not the underlying ideas or facts themselves. Unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or creation of derivative works can violate the author's exclusive rights. Lyrics. Lyrics to songs and musical compositions are protected as literary works under copyright law. Copyright covers the specific words, phrases, and expressive elements of the lyrics. Unauthorized use of copyrighted lyrics in performances, recordings, or other media can constitute infringement. Musical works, compositions, sound recordings. Musical compositions. Musical compositions, including the melody, harmony, and rhythm, are protected by copyright as musical works. Copyright covers the written notation or recorded representation of the composition. Unauthorized reproduction, distribution, public performance, or creation of derivative works can violate the composer's exclusive rights.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Sound recordings. Sound recordings, such as studio recordings of songs or musical performances, are protected by copyright as separate works from the underlying musical composition. Copyright covers the specific recorded performance, including the individual interpretations and arrangements. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or digital transmission of copyrighted sound recordings can constitute infringement. Dramatic works, plays, musicals, choreographic works. Plays. Plays, including their dialogue, stage directions, and overall structure, are protected by copyright as dramatic works. Copyright covers the written text and any subsequent performances or adaptations of the play. Unauthorized reproduction, public performance, or creation of derivative works can violate the playwright's exclusive rights. Musicals. Musicals, which combine elements of literary works, scripts, musical works, compositions and lyrics, and dramatic works, performances, are protected by copyright. Copyright covers the various components, including the script, lyrics, music, and choreography. Unauthorized use of any copyrighted element of a musical can constitute infringement. Choreographic works, such as dance routines and ballet performances, are protected by copyright as dramatic works. Copyright covers the specific sequence of movements, steps, and overall composition of the choreographic work. Unauthorized reproduction, public performance, or creation of derivative works can violate the choreographer's exclusive rights. Audiovisual works, films, television shows, video games. Films and motion pictures are protected by copyright as audiovisual works. Copyright covers the visual and auditory elements, including the screenplay, dialogue, cinematography, editing, and soundtrack. Unauthorized reproduction, distribution, public performance, or creation of derivative works can constitute infringement. Television shows, including scripted series, reality shows, and other programming, are protected by copyright as audiovisual works. Copyright covers the various components, such as the scripts, performances, visual effects, and overall production. Unauthorized streaming, downloading, or distribution of copyrighted television content can violate exclusive rights. Video games are protected by copyright as audiovisual works, covering their visual and audio elements, as well as the underlying software code. Copyright protection extends to the game's characters, storylines, gameplay mechanics, and overall creative expression. Unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or modification of copyrighted video games can constitute infringement. Artistic works, paintings, sculptures, photographs. Paintings and sculptures. Original paintings, sculptures, and other visual artworks are protected by copyright as artistic works. Copyright covers the specific expression and creative elements of the artwork, but not the underlying ideas or concepts. Unauthorized reproduction, distribution, or creation of derivative works can violate the artist's exclusive rights. Photographs, including digital images, are protected by copyright as artistic works. Copyright covers the creative elements of the photograph, such as composition, lighting, and subject matter. Unauthorized use of copyrighted photographs, including in advertisements or other commercial contexts, can constitute infringement. It's important to note that copyright protection arises automatically upon the creation of an original work and registration with the appropriate governmental agency, for example, the U.S. Copyright Office, is not required, although it provides additional legal benefits. Additionally, certain exceptions and limitations, such as fair use, may apply to the use of copyrighted works in specific circumstances. Ownership and transfer of copyright. Initial ownership. Copyright initially belongs to the creators of the work. Individual creators. For works created by an individual author or artist, the copyright initially belongs to that person as the sole creator. This includes writers, composers, photographers, painters, and other individual creators of original works. Joint authorship. When two or more individuals collaborate and contribute copyrightable elements to a work, they are considered joint authors. Joint authors initially share equal ownership of the copyright unless agreed otherwise in writing. Employees and commissioned works, work for hire doctrine. In certain circumstances, the copyright may belong to the employer or commissioning party rather than the individual creator. These situations are governed by the work for hire doctrine, which is an exception to the general rule of initial ownership. Work for hire doctrine, exceptions where the copyright belongs to the employer or commissioning party. Employee-created works. If a work is created by an employee within the scope of their employment, the employer is considered the author and initial owner of the copyright. This applies to works created by salaried employees, as well as certain specific types of commission works, specially commissioned works. The work-for-hire doctrine also applies to certain types of commissioned works, such as contributions to collective works, audiovisual works, translations, supplementary works, instructional texts, and tests or answer materials. For these types of works, the commissioning party is considered the author and initial owner of the copyright if there is a written work-for-hire agreement in place. Scope and limitations. The work-for-hire doctrine has specific requirements and limitations, including the types of works covered and the need for a written agreement in certain cases. Works created outside the scope of employment or without a proper work-for-hire agreement may still belong to the individual creator. Copyright transfers and licensing. Mechanisms for transferring or granting rights to third parties. Copyright assignments. Copyright owners can transfer all or part of their exclusive rights to another party through a legal assignment. Assignments must be in writing and signed by the copyright owner to be valid. Assignments can be limited in scope, duration, and territory, or they can be complete transfers of ownership. Exclusive licenses. Copyright owners can grant exclusive licenses, which allow a third party to exercise one or more of the exclusive rights associated with the copyright. Exclusive licenses must be in writing and signed by the copyright owner. The licensor retains ownership of the copyright, while the licensee gains certain exclusive rights within the agreed-upon scope. Non-exclusive licenses. Copyright owners can also grant non-exclusive licenses, allowing multiple parties to exercise certain rights simultaneously. Non-exclusive licenses can be granted orally or in writing, but written agreements are recommended for clarity and enforceability. The licensor retains ownership and control over the copyright, while licensees gain specific, non-exclusive rights. Royalties and compensation. Copyright transfers and licenses often involve royalty payments or other forms of compensation to the original copyright owner. Royalty rates and payment structures can vary based on factors such as the type of work, the intended use, and the party's negotiating power. Proper management of copyright ownership and transfers is crucial in the entertainment industry, where creative works are often collaborative efforts involving multiple parties. Clear agreements and documentation help ensure that rights are properly allocated and protected, allowing for the efficient exploitation and commercialization of copyrighted works. Duration of copyright protection. The duration of copyright protection varies based on the type of work and the jurisdiction in which the work was created or published. Generally, copyright protection lasts for the life of the author plus an additional period, but the specific terms can differ depending on the circumstances and the applicable laws. Duration for individual works. For works created by a single author, copyright protection typically lasts for the life of the author plus an additional period after their death. In the United States, this additional period is 70 years, making the total duration of copyright protection the life of the author plus 70 years. For example, if an author created a novel and died in 2020, the copyright would expire on December 31, 2090, the end of the calendar year 70 years after the author's death. Duration for joint works. For works created by joint authors, the copyright term is calculated based on the life of the last surviving author. The copyright protection lasts for the life of the last surviving author plus the additional period specified by the jurisdiction, for example, 70 years in the U.S. Duration for anonymous and pseudonymous works. For anonymous works or works published under a pseudonym, the copyright term is typically calculated from the year of publication rather than the author's life. In the U.S., the copyright term for such works is 95 years from the date of publication or 120 years from the date of creation, whichever is shorter. Duration for works made for hire. For works made for hire, created by employees within the scope of their employment or certain commission works, the copyright term is calculated differently. In the U.S., the copyright term for works made for hire is 95 years from the date of publication or 120 years from the date of creation, whichever is shorter. Variations by jurisdiction. While the general principle of life of the author plus an additional period is widely adopted, the specific duration can vary among different countries and jurisdictions. For example, in the European Union, the copyright term is generally the life of the author plus 70 years, while in Canada, it is the life of the author plus 50 years. Extensions and renewals. In some jurisdictions, copyright terms may be extended or renewed under certain circumstances, allowing for longer periods of protection. For example, in the U.S., works published between 1923 and 1977 had their copyright terms extended by various legislative acts, potentially extending protection for up to 95 years from the date of publication. It's important to note that the duration of copyright protection can be a complex issue, especially for works created or published in multiple jurisdictions or under different circumstances. Consulting with legal professionals or referring to the specific copyright laws of the relevant jurisdiction is advisable to ensure accurate understanding and compliance with the applicable copyright terms. Fair use and creative exceptions. The fair use doctrine is a legal principle that allows for limited use of copyrighted works without obtaining permission from the copyright holder. It serves as a crucial exception to the exclusive rights granted by copyright, striking a balance between protecting the rights of creators and enabling the free flow of information and creative expression. Fair use is particularly relevant in the entertainment industry, where works are often subject to criticism, commentary, and creative transformation. Fair use doctrine. Purposes covered by fair use. Criticism and commentary. The use of copyrighted works for the purpose of critiquing, analyzing, or providing commentary on the original work or its subject matter. News reporting. The use of copyrighted materials in the context of reporting news or current events. Teaching and research. The use of copyrighted works for educational purposes, such as in classrooms or academic research. Parody and satire. The use of copyrighted works for the purpose of creating parodies or satirical works that comment on or critique the original work. Fair use factors. To determine whether a particular use qualifies as fair use, courts typically consider the following four factors. Purpose and character of the use, whether the use is for commercial or nonprofit educational purposes, and whether the use is transformative, adding new meaning or expression. Nature of the copyrighted work, the degree of creativity and originality in the original work, with more protection given to highly creative works. Amount and substantiality of the portion used. The amount and importance of the copyrighted material used in relation to the entire work. Effect on the potential market or value of the work. Whether the use could potentially harm the market for or value of the original work. Transformative use. One of the key considerations in fair use analysis is whether the use is transformative, meaning that it adds new expression, meaning, or message to the original work. Transformative uses are more likely to be considered fair use as they contribute to the progress of knowledge and creative expression. Parody and satire. Parody and satire often rely on the fair use doctrine to incorporate elements of copyrighted works for the purpose of commentary or critique. However, the application of fair use to parody and satire is subject to specific considerations. Recognizable copying. Parodies and satires typically need to copy at least some portion of the original work to ensure that the audience recognizes the reference and can understand the commentary or critique. Critique or commentary. To qualify as fair use, the parody or satire must genuinely comment on or critique the original work or its subject matter. Mere appropriation or imitation without commentary may not be considered fair use. Extent of copying. While some copying is necessary for parody or satire, the amount and substantiality of the copied material must be reasonable and appropriate for the purpose of the commentary or critique. Market harm. Courts may consider whether the parody or satire could potentially harm the market for or value of the original work, weighing this factor against the transformative and critical nature of the use. It's important to note that fair use determinations are made on a case-by-case basis, considering the specific circumstances and the balance between the rights of copyright holders and the public interest in allowing certain uses. Consulting with legal professionals or referring to relevant case law can provide guidance on navigating fair use in the context of the entertainment industry. Trademarks, branding, and rights of publicity. In the entertainment industry, trademarks and branding play a pivotal role in establishing and protecting the identities, reputations, and commercial value associated with entertainment properties, personalities, and companies. Trademark protection for entertainment brands. Trademarks play a crucial role in the entertainment industry, serving to identify and distinguish the brands, products, and creative works associated with various entertainment companies, studios, and franchises. Securing trademark protection is essential for building and safeguarding the commercial value and reputation of these entertainment assets, studio names, production company logos, and entertainment franchises. Studio names. The names of major film studios, television production companies, and other entertainment entities are protected as trademarks. Examples include Warner Brothers, Paramount Pictures, Marvel Studios, and Netflix. Production company logos. The distinctive logos and visual identities used by production companies and studios are also eligible for trademark protection. These logos represent the brand image and reputation of the entertainment company. Entertainment franchises. Successful entertainment franchises, such as Star Wars, Harry Potter, or the Marvel Cinematic Universe, often obtain trademark protection for their franchise names, logos, and other distinctive elements. This helps prevent unauthorized use and maintains brand recognition and value. Titles of movies, TV shows, video games, and other entertainment products. Movie titles. The titles of popular movies can be registered as trademarks, protecting them from unauthorized use in the entertainment industry and related commercial activities. Examples include The Lord of the Rings, Jurassic Park, and Titanic. TV show titles. Similarly, the titles of successful television shows are eligible for trademark protection, such as Game of Thrones, Friends, and Breaking Bad. Video game titles. Titles of popular video game franchises and series can also be trademarked, like Call of Duty, Super Mario, and Grand Theft Auto. Other entertainment products. Trademarks can be obtained for the titles of books, music albums, comic book series, and other entertainment products to prevent confusion and unauthorized use. Catchphrases, slogans, and distinctive character names are elements. Catchphrases and slogans. Memorable catchphrases or slogans associated with movies, TV shows, or other entertainment properties can be trademarked, like "May the Force be with you" from Star Wars or "Just keep swimming" from Finding Nemo. Character names. The names of popular fictional characters from movies, TV shows, books, or video games can be trademarked to prevent unauthorized commercial exploitation. Examples include Batman, Harry Potter, and Pikachu. Distinctive character elements. In addition to character names, distinctive visual elements or attributes associated with famous characters may also be eligible for trademark protection, such as Batman's iconic bat symbol or Darth Vader's distinctive helmet and cape. Trademark protection for these entertainment brands and elements serves several important purposes. Brand identification. Trademarks help consumers easily identify and distinguish the source of entertainment products and services, preventing confusion and promoting brand loyalty. Commercial exclusivity. By obtaining trademark rights, entertainment companies can prevent competitors or unauthorized parties from using their brands or distinctive elements in a way that could mislead consumers or dilute the brand's value. Licensing and merchandising. Trademarks facilitate licensing agreements and merchandising opportunities, allowing entertainment companies to generate revenue by licensing their brands and characters for use on various products and services. Brand reputation and goodwill. Strong trademark protection helps maintain the reputation, goodwill, and commercial value associated with successful entertainment brands, franchises, and creative works. To secure trademark protection, entertainment companies typically register their marks with the appropriate national or regional trademark offices, such as the United States Patent and Trademark Office, USTO, or the European Union Intellectual Property Office, EUIPO. Ongoing monitoring and enforcement of trademark rights are also crucial to maintain the exclusivity and value of these entertainment brands. Rights of publicity. In the entertainment industry, an individual's name, likeness, voice, and other personal attributes often carry significant commercial value and are closely tied to their professional reputation and personal brand. The right of publicity is a legal concept that grants individuals, particularly public figures such as actors, musicians, and athletes, the right to control and profit from the commercial use of their identity or persona. What the right of publicity covers. Name. The right to control the commercial use of an individual's name, including their legal name, stage name, or nickname. Likeness. The right to control the use of an individual's image, photograph, or visual representation in commercial contexts. Voice. The right to control the use of an individual's recorded voice or vocal imitations for commercial purposes. Other personal attributes. The right may also extend to other identifiable attributes, such as a person's signature, distinctive mannerisms, or physical characteristics. Commercial use. The right of publicity primarily concerns the commercial exploitation of an individual's identity or persona, such as in advertising, marketing, merchandising, or other commercial endeavors. It aims to prevent unauthorized parties from unfairly trading on the goodwill and recognition associated with a celebrity or public figure's name or likeness. Protecting personal brands and reputations. The right of publicity is crucial for protecting the personal brands and reputations of entertainers, athletes, and other public figures. By controlling the commercial use of their identity, these individuals can safeguard their public image, maintain the value of their personal brand, and prevent unauthorized or unsavory associations that could tarnish their reputation. Licensing and monetization. The right of publicity also allows individuals to monetize their persona by granting licenses or endorsement deals for the authorized use of their name, likeness, or other personal attributes. This allows entertainers and public figures to generate revenue from their fame and popularity, reinforcing the commercial value of their personal brand. Exceptions and limitations. While the right of publicity grants individuals control over the commercial use of their identity, it is not absolute. Certain exceptions and limitations may apply, such as the use of an individual's name or likeness for news reporting, commentary, or artistic expression, for example, parodies or satire. The specific scope and application of the right of publicity can vary depending on the jurisdiction. Legal recognition and enforcement. The right of publicity is recognized to varying degrees across different jurisdictions. In the United States, the right of publicity is primarily governed by state laws, with some states providing stronger protections than others. Individuals can enforce their right of publicity through legal actions, such as lawsuits for misappropriation of their identity or persona for commercial gain. In the entertainment industry, where an individual's public image and recognition are essential assets, the right of publicity plays a vital role in protecting the personal brands and commercial interests of actors, musicians, athletes, and other public figures. By maintaining control over the commercial use of their identity, these individuals can preserve their reputation, prevent unauthorized exploitation, and leverage their persona for legitimate business opportunities. Trademark licensing and merchandising. Trademark licensing and merchandising are two essential components of the entertainment industry's business model, allowing companies to capitalize on the commercial value of their brands, characters, and intellectual property. Trademark licensing. Licensing agreements grant third parties the right to use trademarks and brands associated with entertainment properties in exchange for royalty payments. These agreements enable entertainment companies to extend their brands into various product categories and revenue streams. A. Key elements of licensing agreements. Scope of license defines the specific trademarks or brands being licensed, the types of products or services covered, and any exclusivity provisions. Territorial and time limitations specifies the geographic regions and duration for which the license is granted. Quality control establishes guidelines and approval processes to ensure that the licensee maintains the quality and integrity of the licensed brand. Royalty rates and payment structure outlines the royalty rates or fees payable to the licensor, which can be a percentage of sales, flat fees, or a combination thereof. Reporting and auditing includes provisions for the licensee to provide sales reports and grant audit rights to the licensor to ensure accurate royalty calculations. Renewal and termination clauses addresses the conditions for renewing or terminating the licensing agreement. B. Benefits of trademark licensing. Revenue generation. Licensing allows entertainment companies to generate royalty income from their intellectual property assets. Brand extension. Licensing enables brands to expand into new product categories and markets, increasing consumer touchpoints and brand recognition. Risk mitigation. By licensing to third-party manufacturers or retailers, entertainment companies can leverage their brands without significant capital investment or operational risks. Merchandising agreements. Merchandising agreements govern the production, marketing, and sale of branded consumer products featuring trademarks, characters, or other intellectual property from entertainment properties. A. Key elements of merchandising agreements. Licensed property identifies the specific intellectual property being licensed for use on merchandise, for example, movie characters, logos, slogans. Product categories defines the types of products the licensee is authorized to produce and sell, for example, apparel, toys, collectibles. Design approvals establishes processes for the licensor to review and approve product designs, packaging, and other elements featuring the licensed property. Exclusivity and territory specifies any exclusivity provisions and the geographic regions covered by the agreement. Royalty payments outlines the royalty rates or fees payable to the licensor, often based on a percentage of net sales. Minimum guarantees may include minimum sales or royalty guarantees to ensure a certain level of revenue for the licensor. Distribution and marketing addresses requirements for the licensee's distribution channels, marketing efforts, and brand representation. B. Benefits of merchandising agreements. Monetization of intellectual property. Merchandising allows entertainment companies to generate revenue by leveraging the popularity of their characters, brands, and creative works. Brand exposure and promotion. Branded merchandise serves as an additional marketing channel, increasing consumer engagement and brand awareness. Revenue diversification. Merchandising provides a complementary revenue stream beyond traditional entertainment offerings like movies, TV shows, or video games. Brand loyalty and fan engagement. Merchandising products cater to dedicated fans and consumers, fostering brand loyalty and connection with entertainment properties. Both trademark licensing and merchandising agreements are critical components of the entertainment industry's business strategy, enabling companies to capitalize on the commercial value of their intellectual property assets while maintaining control over the use of their brands and creative works.